Two generations of pattern and decoration. It's Art Talk on KCRW. At a time when conceptual and minimal art were all the rage, there emerged a group of artists with a radical idea. Throw in something a little different. Use different and colorful media to mix it up a bit. The P&D, Pattern and Decoration Movement, has its legacy in a couple of current shows with artists from two generations, Joe Zucker and Jim Iserman. And Hunter Drohojoska-Philp is here to talk about the works and the shows. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
So what time period are we talking about here?
The 1970s, when everything was really very reductive, down to white rooms, white boxes, very minimal, or maybe typewriter text on paper.
So then how are these two art shows, Hunter, in L.A., revisiting that movement called Pattern and Decoration? Because it's such a simple name, right? It's Pattern and Decoration. I think we can envision what that is.
Well, it's more coincidence than intention. Joe Zucker, who is the artist who's showing at Macaron, I mean, he was really one of the originators with that group, and he was somebody who showed at a gallery in New York called Holly Solomon, and she had supported many of these artists. And what he did at the time was to use cotton balls that he would dip into acrylic polymer, and he would build the pictures out of these alternative materials. And they would be sort of richly and densely textured, really antithetical to what the aesthetic was of the time. And this ties into also the fact that a lot of the art being made at that time was, you know, dominated by a very kind of masculine approach. So the big artists, the big blue chip artists were still largely men. And part of this, Joe Zucker is a man, but they were sort of trying to take apart the ideology of what makes a painting.
So let's talk about this big project that he has and what we're going to see over at Macaron.
Well, it's probably the most ambitious project of his that I know about. It's called 1,000 Brushstrokes, and its name is quite literal. There are these long industrial mops that are bolted together in a grid. So it looks quite minimal when you first walk in, but each mop head is covered in paint, but each paint color is different. So you have primary colors, you have tertiary colors, you have pinks and greens, you have a whole range of grays, and the mop heads themselves are sort of molded into the shapes of the kinds of brush strokes that might be used to create a painting. And here's the thing, it's a single piece. When he made it, each square is a module. There are 250 modules of this, which means 1,000 brushes. And it couldn't even fit into this enormous gallery. The gallery only has 116 of these modules. And they're not to be broken up to be sold individually to collectors. They're meant to make the statement of what it is to reduce the idea of painting to its materials and its elements.
It's materials and elements and something, and size obviously does matter in this case, certainly. Let's talk about this other gentleman, Jim Iserman, who is known for patterned paintings as well and public art. So how is what he does different?
Well, Jim Iserman was in school at CalArts in the 1970s, just as this movement was taking off, and he had some teachers there, women, who were interested in those ideas, and he has always been able to access that as kind of an alternative aesthetic, almost a postmodern take on what defines a modern geometric painting. In this case, he's gone back to sort of rebooting art history as manifesting kind of the tough sculptures of, say, David Smith. If you want to know the origins of this kind of work, there's another sculpture on view that is from 1997. Two tires, again, sort of a reference to a masculine identity, truck tires, let's say, and each one is covered with a hand-braided kind of tea cozy. One is orange and yellow, one is sort of orangey-red, and one is blue and green. It's sort of like, it's as though you found a couple of tires in your grandmother's parlor, and one of the tires kind of leans against the other as though sort of exhausted from the effort of trying to be erect.
Well, Jim Iserman's works, the tires and the doilies, at Richard Taya's Fine Art in West Hollywood through March 25th. Joe Zucker's work is at the Macaron in downtown Los Angeles, running through April 1st. Hunter Drohojoska-Philp, thank you.
Thank you.